Okay, Rabbi, today's daf is daf Lamed Hey, and we're starting, or we're holding at the very, very top of the Amid, where the Gemara asks the Kasha, Ba'alei Moisroi Choyzer. We're in the middle of the Sugya, so we have to do a quick summary of what we learned on the Amid Beis yesterday, and Lamed Dalet Amid Beis, and then we'll go continue on into Lamed Hey Amid Al. What the Gemara was trying to prove yesterday is whether or not Shabbos is koyveya lemaiser v'dover shalei nigmara melachtoi. You have tvua, which was not finished yet. It didn't rise to the level of dogon. It had not been processed. Normally, what's the halacha? Even if you brought it into the chotzer or it's roya p'nei habayis, the halacha is the din of maiser does not get triggered until after gemar melach. The Gemara was clearing yesterday. The Gemara Shaila was, what do we say to Gabi Shabbos? Maybe Shabbos is even stronger than Chotzer. That even though Chotzer is only Kaveya B'dover Shenigmara Malachtoi, maybe Shabbos is Kaveya even B'dover Shaloi Nigmar Malachtoi. And that was the Gemara Shaila yesterday. If you want to just take a very quick look, about 10 lines from the top of Lamed Dalet Amid Beis, the Gemara said, Boi Menei Rovim Meir Abnachman, Shabbos Mao Shetikva, something that is not yet finished. This particular case of the Muktzala Meiser, he's referring, for instance, to fruits or tvua that are drying out in the sun, but they're not fully dried yet. They're not fully sun dried. So it's almost there, but we're not there yet. Now the question is, it's now Shabbos Kodesh. Are you allowed to go and eat from those peiros b'derech aroi because of the fact that it's leinigma malachtoi? I'm not going to make a kviya suda, but I want to just take for a nash. Is that permissible? And Reb Nachman concluded, if you go down now to 60% of the Amid, Amalei, beginning of the line, Limud Orachu B'Yadeinu, we have a Kabbalah, a Masayra Shabbos, Koivas, Bein B'Dovash and Nigma Malachtai, Bein B'Dovash Loi Nigma Malachtai. So even though the Tvua or the Peirois have not been Roe Pnei Habayis, Roe Pnei HaChotzer, makes no difference. If it's Shabbos and you want to eat from this Dovash Loi Nigma Malachtai, even if you want to eat it b'derech aroi, like a nash, Shabbos is koiveya, you cannot go and eat from it unless you give trumois or maestros. And then Marzutra said, okay, I can bring a raya from our Mishnah. That's Omer Marzutra B'Reid of Nachmet, Afanan Nami Tanina. We're about 8-9 lines from the bottom of the Amud. The Oyed Omer of Lazar. Our Mishnah of yesterday. What did Rabbi Elazar say? Umet Odom ala Muktzah Erev Shabbos b'Shvias. A person can stand next to a patch of peiros which were drying on his roof or in the field, but are not fully dried yet. And he says, you know what, Rabbi Isai? We're not a finicky type of guy or finicky type of family. Tomorrow, Mi'at Hashem, we're all going to go and eat for kiddush or for dessert. We're going to eat some of these new peiros. Yes, I know that they're not fully sun-dried. It's okay. Come on. Don't be so finicky. Don't be so. And therefore, he's Uyman Odom on the Muktzah Erev Shabbos. The reason why he has to stand and make this declaration, because if he doesn't, then it has the status of Muktzah. So that's why he has to say, Rabbosai, I'm being mazmin. I'm preparing it for you for tomorrow. But the Mishnah said it's talking about Erev Shabbos b'Shvias in Shemitah year, like this year. Why doesn't it talk about Erev Shabbos of all years? And so therefore the Gemara says, Tamad Shvias, the Labar Esuru, because there's no din of Maiser. Oh, Bishar Shani Shavua, but it would be another one of the 6 years out of the 7 year cycle. Hochanami the Asur. You would say it's Taka Asur. Then why would it be Asur? My time, La Mishum the Shabbos Kova, even though it's Muktzah. Muktzah by definition means, we don't mean Muktzah in the traditional sense of Muktzah, that it's Shabbos and it's Muktzah. We mean that you were Matzah Midaitoi, by putting these peiros out in the field or on the roof to dry, you don't intend using them until they're fully sun dry. When do they become Muzman Mukhan, to be able to eat on Shabbos or on Yom Tov, if you're mazman them, you state on Friday afternoon, mikan ani ochel lemachar, tomorrow I'm going to eat from these fruits. So you don't have a muktzah problem any longer. And since it's Shmita year, you don't have a maiseris problem. But if it was any other 6 years, you would have a maiser problem. So you see that Shabbos is koyveh. Achoyra guteray. Says Yimor, no, raya, shani, hosam, our mission is different. Kim di omer mikana ni ochel lemachar. It's because he makes that declaration on Friday, I'm going to eat from these payrois. Kovalei ilavei. That's the kvias. So it's not that Shabbos is koyveya, it's his Friday declaration which is koyveya. Frey Timora, if you're telling me it's the declaration, it's koyveya, why are we talking about Friday? Let's talk about Sunday and Monday and Tuesday. That any one of those days, if a person goes out and he has muktzah peiros, and he says, Rabbi Yisai, I intend eating from these peiros tomorrow, guess what happens? There will no longer be because of the fact that he made that statement, if it's Shar, Shnei Shavua, any other year, he would have to go and give Trumois or Maisrois because of that statement. By the fact that we talk about Erev Shabbos, it sounds like this is not not related to Muktzah and Shabbos and Yom Tov, but it's related to the din of Trumois or Maisrois. So I see that Shabbos is Koyveya. So Gemara Nishkaraya. The reason why it's Koyveya in our Mishnah might be because, not because it's Shabbos, but because of his Dibur, his declaration. The reason why we talk about Shabbos instead of Chol is to tell you another halacha, that just in case the person went and gave Trumos or Maisris on Shabbos, which is prohibited, Midrabanan, nevertheless it will not be Muktzah Machmas Isur, since Min HaTorah you're allowed to go and give the Trumos or Maisris. So, bottom line is, the conclusion of yesterday's Gemara is that we do not have a raya from the Mishnah that, according to Reb Lezer, Shabbos is koyveya, a tvua or peiros, which are not nigmaru melachton. It is not, we have no raya that is koyveya the trumas of maestros. Why? Because our Mishnah might be talking about a case that the dibur is the koyveya and not the Shabbos. Or the other. Frey Timara, top of Lamed Hei Amid Abba. If you're telling me that it's going according to Rebbe Lezer, and the reason is because of Dibur, then it should not be Koveya Le Meiser. Why? Because Meiser means that if he leaves any of it back that he doesn't use, then we're going to find Rebbe Lezer holds in the Mishnah that undermines his declaration. It's as if he's saying, I'm telling you we're going to eat, but we're not going to eat, because he's going to leave some of it over, and he can return it back to the original field, or the original roof, where he took it from. Truth of the matter is, he didn't even take it. It's just that he intends taking it. He might not even take all of these fruits. He might decide not to take any of the fruits. Gemara is going to discuss that shortly. Pray to my Moisri Choyzer, if you have leftovers, according to Abeleza, and you return it, that undermines the chi of Trumos and Maisris, and the Dibur is not chal to be koyveya. Where the person has the right to return it and the ability to return it to its original source, it's not koyveya. What is this? What is this all about? This Moisri Choyzer says, "Yomar Ditnana Mishnah Masechtas Maisris Hanoitzel Zeisim and Amaton." A matan is a kli in which you initially put in the zeisim, so that because of the weight and the combustion, eventually what happens is these zeisim all start leaking, and they leak shemen, and you take the shemen from there and you put it into the beis habad. By putting it in the matan initially, it makes it much easier afterwards for the draining of the shemen and the crushing of the zeisim to get the shemen. So I know it's a zayisim and a matan. What happens if a person takes a zayisim and a matan? They're obviously no nigmar malacha, because the purpose of these zayisim is to produce shemen. But I decide to take one of those zayisim from the matan, and I say I want to eat it. as a nash. Toivu achas achas b'melach. You could take one at a time, go and put a little salt on it, and v'oichel and eat it, and you do not have to give tumas and maisers, because this is b'derech aroi, it's not a derech kva. However, if he took, for instance, 10, you'll notice on the side in the Maseres HaShas that the word asara doesn't even appear in the Mishnayos, so it's therefore it's been tov v'nosim lefanav. In other words, he took a group of them, not just one at a time, dipped it into salt and ate it, but in fact collected together 5, 10, 20, whatever. Oh, if it's an ganze kriyas, it becomes no longer a nash. Now it's an achilas kama, or achilas kama, and then chayv, you have to give tumas and maisers, even though it's not nigmar melacha lemaiser. That's the Tanakh. We're focusing on Reb Lezer. Reb Lezer oimer, mir matan tohoir is chayv. If the matan was tohor, meaning that the zeisim in the matan and the matan itself were tohoirim, then chayv. Then you're right. If you collected a bunch of those zeisim and you ate them, you're 100% right. There's a din of kviyus, and you have to go and give tumas and maisers. However, min a matan tamei, if the matan was tamei, how did it become tamei? It makes no difference. Touched a neveila, touched a dead sheretz, it became tamei. And therefore, by definition, the fruits in them are also tamei. Then you're potur. Then you do not have to give tumas and maisers, and they should machzer as a maiser. Because the person who took some of these zeisim to eat, he can always return them back to the ma'aton tamei, and therefore mosro choizer, and it undermines the hilchois kvias the tumas and maishres, and therefore you're part of the tumas and maishres.
Excuse me, but you make it if it's tamei devil tamei, because it's been a tamei kli. What truma, you're separating truma tamea. You can't give it to a coin for chila. Maybe you can use it for olive oil for burning it, but there's no, what's the point? It's not a chila, it's not a you're not being totally for a chila.
Barry, you're asking an excellent question, as always. What happens any time that you have tevel tamei? Not argument. Regular case, you have tevel tamei. What happens now? You want to be able to eat. It's fully nigmar malacha. It's sun-dried raisins, sun-dried dates, figs, what have you. And they're all tamei. What, can you eat them now, or do you first have to go be mafresh, trumas, and maisers?
I suppose you have to be mafresh, but you can't. I mean, by giving tamei peros to a kohen is useless for as a chila. You still have to do it.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. You have to be mafresh. You give your 2%, 1 out of 40, 50, 60. You go to your favorite kohen, and you say, my good friend, Mr. Kohen, Rabbi Kohen, I have over here for you a whole bunch of truma, but please bear in mind that unfortunately, by accident, these peiros became tamei, and therefore treat them as truma tamei. And at that point, the kohen will have to decide what to do. But one thing is certain, he cannot eat from it, as you just pointed out. If it is the type of thing that ultimately can be used for fuel, he should use it for fuel, because you're allowed to go and be masik, you're allowed to go and burn it. If it's the type of thing that you cannot use it for anything other than eating, he'll just wait until it spoils, and then after that he will dispose of it b'derech kavod. But he still have to give it to the kohen. Anyway, so getting back to Agamar. So you have over here, says Reb Lezer, if the matan is tohor, then chayiv. If the matan is tamei, you're potter, because you can return the peiros to their source, to the matan. And the Gemara says, I don't understand what you're talking about. Maishno reisha, maishno seifa. Why in the reisha can you return, I'm sorry, why in the reisha is the assumption that you cannot return the moiser, and that's why you're chai b'chumas of maishas, and why in the sefer, because it's tamei, you can return it. You know, manishtan, what difference does it make? V'yomer b'vo, and b'vo says it's very simple. The Mishnah is talking about reisha b'ma'atan tohoir, v'gabra tamei, v'matzim mahadalei. Sefer matan tamei, v'gabra tamei, t'matzim mahadalei. What b'vo is saying is that although there's a distinction between the reisha and the sefer as to the status of the ma'atan, the person taking the zeisim from the matan is the same in the reisha and in the sefer, and that is, in both cases, he is tamei. So therefore, when he has taken some of the peiros from the matan in the reisha, since the matan is tohor, since all of the remaining peiros are tohor, those 5 or 10 or 20 that he removes from the matan, if after he eats most of them and he has some left over, can he return the remaining peiros to the matan? And the answer is no. Because if he takes the peiros and puts them back to the matan, then he's going to be metame the other peiros. So, ein moisroi choize. But in the sefer, however, since all the peiros in the matan are already tame, even though this is a tame person who takes some of the peiros out, big deal. He can put the peiros back because they're already tame. He's not adding any tumma. They're tame already from before. So if that's the case, I see, according to Blazer, that when you have the ability to return the peiros to their source, that negates, undermines, and stops the kvius for being machayev trumas and maestras on these peiros. So therefore, says the Gemara, the same thing applies in our Mishnah. The person has over here this patch of peiros. He makes a statement that tomorrow I'm going to go and take from those peiros. What happens if afterwards he takes them and he returns some of them? That undermines the whole din of kvius, and therefore there will not be a din of kvius letrumois umaisus. And therefore you wanted to go and say our Mishnah is talking about al shabbos, but because of his dibur, because of his declaration. Rashi says a declaration obviously is even less than a maisa. Dibur, just speech, of course, is always less than an action. Here the person actively took some of the peiros from the matan because he has the right to return it. Not because he returned them, but because he has a right to return them, that takes away from the status of being eating a sudas kiva. It becomes an achilas aroi, you're part of from giving trumas and maisers. See, here too, he has that ability to go and return the peiros. You don't have to eat all the peiros that he is designating by saying, mikan ani noitel amachar. He can return some of those peiros. If he can return them, there shouldn't be a din of trumas and maisers. So why is the Mishnah only talking about Erev Shabbos in Shemitah? Why does it talk about all the other 6 years? Says you want masis and nami b'mukta tohar the gavra tami. Oh, we're talking about the exact same case, that the person who's making this statement on Erev Shabbos is tamei, and therefore if and when he were to take from those peiros limatzim havla, he can't return them since it's not moisroi choizer. That's the reason why it's kriveya letrumois umaisris, even though there was no kimar malach. Remember, what is the case over here? We're not talking about that he actually took it biyodayim. We're talking about a case where he made a statement that I intend taking these peiros tomorrow. But the maisi didn't even take them yet. So what happens if at the end he decides not to take them? If he doesn't take them, then there's no chiyuv of true maisa maisers. And even though the gavra may be a gavra tamei, he's not touching the peiros. He's just making statements. It's just speech. So on Friday he says, Rabbi, I intend using these peiros tomorrow. Guess what happens? The next day he may change his mind and he says, no, I just heard that Mommy bought from the store on Erev Shabbos some delicious sorbet, parva sorbet, and we're going to have that for dessert. We'll leave all the peiros in the field. We're not going to take any of them. So this is a real case of moisrei choizer, but it's not choizer that I'm returning it. I'm just leaving them. And if I'm just leaving them, then they'll never become tamei. So therefore, according to Rabbi Lezer Lishitosai, that holds moisrei choizer, l'choyer, there should not be a din of trumas and maisers. If there's no din of trumas and maisers, why does it say in our Mishnah that we're talking about Erev Shabbos? In Shemitah year, we could talk about every one of the 7 years of the Shemitah cycle. Is the Choyra Rayat that it's not the Dibur that causes the Chiyuv Trumas and Maisers? It's the fact that it's Shabbos. Says Yimor, you're right. Elam Avsila Barashi Reb Lezer Ka'amris, you bring the right from Reb Lezer. Reb Lezer Ta'amed Yom Etruma Kava V'Kolshkein Shabbos. What the Gemara is doing is, it's making a partial concession. It's saying, Mar Zutra, the son of Rav Nachman, that said, I have a raya from our Mishnah, that Shabbos is Kuyveya Lemaiser, even though there was no Gemara Malacha. The answer is, you're right. Shabbos is Kuyveya. However, you only have a raya according to Reb Lezer. You don't have a raya according to all the other Rabbanim. Because it's Reb Lezer that holds specifically, Legabe Truma is Kuyveya. So certainly Shabbos is Kaveh. What does that mean that Truma is Kaveh? Did not. We learned in the Mishnah. Again, another Mishnah in Masechtas Maisris. Penish Shetorman actually digma malachta. What happens if you have a whole bunch of Tzvua, a whole bunch of Peirois, and they're not finished yet? Okay. If they're not finished yet, there's no Chiv of Trumas and Maisris. But this person decides to give Truma prematurely. He was Toinim actually digma malachta. What happens now with the rest of the payers? Reb Lezer oiser lechel mehen aroi lechacham matir. According to Reb Lezer, by the fact that he was mafresh truma prematurely, now you cannot eat from the rest of the payers even b'derech aroi, because now the halacha is it's tevel which is mechuyav in truma isamaisus. But there was no gemar malacha yet. True. But your statement that I'm giving now truma, that has now upgraded or accelerated the process, that even though it's not nigma malacha betrumas amaisris, nevertheless, it's now mechuyav betrumas amaisris because of his act. Says the Gemara, if truma is enough, just being mafresh truma, is enough to cause there to be a kvius of trumas amaisris, Kolshkin Shabbos. Shabbos where there's a special mitzvah, the mitzvah that we learned yesterday in the Pasuk, the Karasa L'Shabbos Oineg, that there's a big inyan of eating food on Shabbos. It becomes a Achila Chashuva, and even if it's eating it B'derech Aro'i, it becomes upgraded from economy class to first class. It gets accelerated. It's no longer just simple Tvua or simple Peirais. Now it becomes full-fledged tevel that you have to go and give Trumas HaMaisis. So our Gemara is telling us, the Raya from the Mishnah is beautiful, but it's only according to Reb Lezer and Reb Nachman's halacha of yesterday, that Shabbos is Koyveya, the Trumas HaMaisis is according to everybody. I don't have a Raya according to everybody. I only have a Raya according to Reb Lezer. I see Barry has a question.
Why is Reb Lezer prohibiting eating it? Once you have Truma, it's Metukin as far as Truma. Fita Achas, Pateras is agreed. Why is he saying you can't eat it Arai? Once you give Truma, you're giving Truma. Meiser isn't as much a problem. It's Truma, it's Devil, and Truma is the problem.
Whenever you have Peiris, after the Gemar Melacha, after the Roya Pnei Avayis, and it becomes Mechuyev as Tevel to give your Trumas and Maestris, the only time you have your Heter to start eating from that Tvua is after you've, number one, been mafresh your Truma, number two, after you've been mafresh your 10% for Maisa Rishon, and after you've been mafresh your 10% either for Maisa Sheini or for Maisa Oni. Maisa Oni, of course, in the third and the sixth year. There's a machloikas legabi Maisa Oni, whether that is also ma'akev you from eating. But kuli al mamoidin Maisa Rishon is certainly ma'akev, and Maisa Sheini is ma'akev. So what the Gemara is telling us is that according to Reb Lezer, once you start the tithing process, that you gave your truma tithes, not that you necessarily gave it, but you were mafresh it, guess what? You've now accelerated and upgraded this tvua or these peirois that they're no longer at the moment exempt from trumas and maisris, and you can eat it aroi. No. Now it becomes kavua, and you have to give all the remaining maisris, otherwise you're not allowed to eat from it. So therefore, Zokti Gemara, just like Reb Lezer holds that truma accelerates the process, and it becomes full-fledged tevel, and you can't eat it until you give all the other maisris, same thing applies to Shabbos Kodesh. So again, now Peir Shetona, actually, Nima Malach, Reb Lezer, Oysa Lecho, Mehen Aroi, the remaining peirois that you started off with 100, you took off 2 for your truma, now you're down to 98. You cannot eat the 98, even derech aroi for a nash, until you give your 10% for a meiser and 10% for the other meiser. So with this we can put 2 dots, if you will. What the Gemara has concluded is, I tried to bring a raya from Reb Lezer of our Mishnah, that Shabbos is kriveya letrumis meisris by tvua or peirosh le'nigmaru melachton, and the Gemara says, no, you have no raya, because it's only Reb Lezer you have a raya. But you don't have a raya for everybody else, because Reb Lezer is that one who is a groisa machmir, if you will. He holds that even truma accelerates the process. So he holds that Shabbos accelerates the process. But what about everybody else? I don't know. Says Yimara Toshima, let's try to bring a raya to everybody else other than Reb Lezer, again from our Mishnah, but Miseifa. What does it say in the Seifa of the Mishnah that we learned yesterday? The Chachamim agreed fully with Reb Lezer that you have to be mazmin on Erev Shabbos in Shemitah, the Peirois. Otherwise, they would be muktza. The only difference between the Tanakhama, Reb Lezer, and the Chacham was that the Lezer held, you know what, all you have to say is mikan ani oichel lemachar. And the Chacham said, no, you got to be roshim, you got to go and point out specifically, you have to go and chvais tie a red bendela to each one of the payers that you intend using the next day. Rashi said in the Mishnah, what's the machloikis? Machloikis is, do you hold yesh breira or ein breira? But other than that, they both hold exactly the same thing. Zokti Yomara, a time of Erev Shabbos, b'shvi is the la barisuru. It's only because it's Friday in Shemitah year that I only have a muktzah problem. I don't have a trumas umaisris problem, because it's Shemitah. Or b'shar shnei shavua, but it'll be the other 7 years. Dimnei asuri ninu, that they have a chiyav umaisr, asurin. Then you wouldn't be able to go and eat the Pedis on Shabbos. You know why? My time allow me shim the Shabbos cover. So I have a raya, not only that Reb Lezer holds that way, but even the Chachamim of the Seif of our Mishnah hold that way. And that's why the Mishnah is only talking in Shemitah year, where there's an exemption, a moratorium, a suspension of all Trumas and Maisers. For the other 6 years that you're Mechuyim Trumas and Maisers, it's not enough to just go and say, tomorrow I am going to take from these payers, and I'm now making a Roshem, I'm putting a simon here, exactly which payers I'm talking about. It's the first row here in the front, the one, the 5 on the right, and the 5 on the left. In other words, he makes very specific designations. Rashi says he makes a simon, which ones he's going to take, lemacha. But I got a problem of Trumas and Maisris. Shabbos is Koveya. That's why the Mishnah is talking about Shemitah year and the other year. In a Hanami, Shabbos would be Koveya. So the Chori have a good Raya to Rav Nachman of yesterday. So it's more, no, Shani also give the Omnikanavi Akan, and the Oichalamachar Kovale. It's not that Shabbos is Koveya, but it's his Dibur, his statement that I am going to eat from these pages tomorrow. Boom! That statement accelerates the process, and that's what's kaveh, not Shabbos. The dibur is kaveh, the trumas and maisers. Faith Mari Hachi Mayri Shabbos from Chonami. So why is Amish even talking about that this happened on Friday, and he's going to eat it on Shabbos? Let it talk about Tuesday morning, that I'm going to eat from these pears. I hereby solemnly declare that I'm going to eat from these pears for breakfast, for lunch, whatever. That should also accelerate the process. Why are we talking about Shabbos? So it's more al kamashmal on the table muchano eitzel Shabbos. Shemal the teknoi metukan. It's trying to tell you milza agav orche kamashmal on that if you made that statement on Friday, even if it was shar shonim the other years of the Shemitah cycle, you'd only have a trumas and maisrus issue. You would not have a mutza issue. Yeah, but if you have a trumas and maisrus issue, I can't eat from it because it's tevel. I didn't give trumas and maisrus. Says the Gemara, what happens if over the tikkun? What happens if you did not listen to the Chachamim and you did give your trumas and maisrus? Then it's considered to be masukan. It would work after all, and it would not have a din of mukta. So bottom line is, we've now tried to bring a raya from the Mishnah that not only Reb Lezer holds that Shabbos is kaveya. But even the Chachamim hold that Shabbos is kaveya. And the Gemara said, no, you can't bring such a raya, because maybe it's Dibur which is kaveya, not Shabbos which is kaveya. This is where we left off, if you remember, at the end of the Amud yesterday, and this morning we began, Moisir Choyzer, that should undermine the Dibur. But that was only a kasha libid Reb Lezer, because Reb Lezer is the one that holds kol heicha de moisri choizel lekava. Like Rabbanan, that whole series of questions back and forth is not noigeya, because they hold that moisri einoi choizer. You can, of course, always put it back, but that doesn't undermine your declaration or your action that caused it to mechuyev and trumas and maisris. So, bottom line is, we have a raya taka that Reb Lezer holds the Shabbos as kaveya, but I do not have a raya that the Chachomim hold that Shabbos is kaveya. You can put two dots over here, and now the Gemara asks a stira between Reb Lezer that we just got finished with of our Mishnah and a new Reb Lezer. You just said that Reb Lezer holds that Shabbos is kaveya. Really? Or a mini avastira? Hayoichel the eshkol v'nichlas migina lechotze. A person took some grapes from the cluster of grapes out in the vineyard, and he's eating them one by one, walking gingerly, migina lechotze. Rashi says that we're assuming we're talking about grapes that were intended for wine production and not for eating, and so therefore by definition they're not nigma malacha, because they're not wine yet, they're only in the grape stage. And he's walking and eating and chopping, of course he made a boiro priya eitz, no problem, and he's walking now from the gina to the chotzer. Since it's loy nigma malachta lemaiser, then he's potter. But now he's in chotzer. Oh, it's right b'nei chotzer. Reb Lezer oy miyigma. Reb Lezer says you can continue eating, no problem. Why? Because even though it's roya p'nei habay, it's roya p'nei achotzer, he's only eating it b'derech aro'i, and it's loy nigmar malachtoy letrumis amaisers. Okay. Rabbi Shua oymer lo yigmar. Rabbi Shua said, no. By the fact that you're eating, and now you're roya p'nei achotzer, you're accelerating the process, you can no longer eat it, even b'derech aro'i, it now becomes nigmar malachtoy by the fact that you see the chotzer, and you gotta eat trumas and maizes, you gotta give trumas and maizes like Yigmar, don't finish eating. Instead of a case of Gino Lechotze, what happens if it's Friday afternoon? The person is eating some of those grapes, and Choshka B'Leve Shabbos, and now, boom, he wasn't even looking at his clock, looking at his watch, and now it's Shabbos Kodesh. Now can he continue eating? Reb Lezer Oymer Yigmar, no problem, keep on eating. After all, Loi Nigmar Malachtoy Lemaiser, because this was intended for wine, not intended for eating. So the whole eating is b'derech aroi. Yigmar, finish off. Rabbi Shua Imar lo yigmar. No, you cannot finish it off. Now, I have a scene there, Reb Lezer. Here we're talking about it's Shabbos. And you said before, according to Reb Lezer, that Shabbos is kaveya l'tumas amaisus. Shoy, it's Shabbos now. Even though he's eating b'derech aroi, he should not be able to be gomer. Can't finish off eating. Why can't he finish off eating? Because he asked, it's tevel. You're not going to eat tevel. Chas v'shalom misa b'day shemoyim. So, why does he say, Yigmar is the chayrestir Reb Lezer on Reb Lezer? Everything more hasen gil toni taima. And the chanami, this kasha was already asked and answered by Reb Nosson. Reb Nosson, oimer, loik ish omer Reb Lezer Yigmar, b'chotze Yigmar, el yoytze chutz b'chotze v'yigmar. V'loikish omer Reb Lezer Yigmar v'Shabbos Yigmar, ela mamtan mitzvay Shabbos v'Yigmar. Even though Reb Lezer says you can finish off eating, then you can finish off eating in the reisha by leaving the chotzer, go back to the gina, and Friday when it turns Shabbos and he's eating the peiros, doesn't mean Yigmar finish off now. No, chas v'shalom, you're not going to finish off now. According to Reb Lezer, Shabbos is kaveya, but it's only those fruits that you eat on Shabbos. If you leave the peiros behind, then you can eat them on Matzah Shabbos. That's the Yigmar. Eshenishver, Reb Lezer on Reb Lezer. Reb Lezer taka holds Shabbos is koiveya, but only to the extent that you're going to eat the peiros on Shabbos. If you leave the peiros behind, even though you originally were eating them and it's Shabbos, no. I put them aside, and I can finish it off on Matzah Shabbos. With this, we have concluded the major part of today's sugya. that we were discussing, Reb Nachman's halacha, whether Shabbos is Kaveya or not. We're going to have now a new halacha of Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan is going to talk about the kviyas of Meiser from other sources. Meaning, since we've been children, we've all learned, what do you need to cause tavua or peiros to become mechuyev b'trumas of Meisers? Number one, you need a gemar melacha. Gemar melacha means you finished processing it. And it's got to be roya p'nei ha-bayis or roya p'nei ha-chotzer. Until now we were talking about maybe Shabbos is koiveya, even though it's loy nigmar melacha. Truma is koiveya, like we said in Blazer. We're going to talk about four separate acts that perhaps accelerate the process. Even though it's loy nigmar melacha, it should have a din of kviyas, trumas, and maisers. Says Rabbi Yochanan, no, that's not the halacha. It's ki osa rovin umar Rabbi Yochanan. Echad Shabbos, v'echad truma, v'echad chotze, v'echad mekach, kulan ein koivin el bedover shenigmar melachton lemaiser. So, just like if you bring in peiros into the chotze, which will loy nigmar melacha, it does not have a chiyuv truma semaisus. Shabbos is not koveya, not like Rabbi Elazar learned. Truma is not koveya, not like Rabbi Elazar. And mekach is not koveya. We learn about mekach on the Yom Beis. What happens if a person sold tvua or peiros which loy nigmar melachton? The fact that there was negotiations and you sold it for money, that itself could accelerate the process and upgrade it from exempt tvua and peiros to peiros and tvua, which are now nigmar melachton. They're not nigmar melachton, but they have that potential, and therefore they're going to be mechuyev and trumas umaisus. So we're going to bring now four rayas to Rabbi Yochanan: one by Shabbos, one truma, one chotzer, one mekach. Kulin ein koyven el bedavish nigmar melachton. Shabbos. Why did he talk about Shabbos? Lafukim in hilul, to exclude hilul. The sign will end in a brayisa hamaamer peiros mimokim lemokim. It says liktzar. Really should say liktzois. It's a printing mistake. Ma'ama means a person who's collecting peiros and he's transporting them from place to place. Liktzois. Liktzois means to put in the field to dry, to become kitzios. Bikinu shalein ha'yoyim. And it became Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda, Hillel li'atzmoy oiser. Hillel. Now, yes, you're right. Normally when it says such an expression, it's Hillel atzmoy, that would sound like that he was machmer for himself. However, Rashi says, no. Hillel atzmoy, look at the last Rashi. Hillel levadei oiser. The only one that we find that asered in his generation was Hillel. Mashad choldoida chalukan olav, but all the other chachamim disagreed with Hillel. And what did they all hold? They all hold that Shabbos is not koivea. So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan is saying, the reason why I'm pointing out that Shabbos is not Koivea, it's Lafuke from Hillel. We could, by the way, also say that it's Lafuke mid Reb Elazar, because Reb Elazar was the one that we said earlier here on today's daf, that he holds that Shabbos is Koivea. So the last Toysa says, in the Hanami, we could have also said Reb Elazar. Continuing on to the Omid Beis, number two, Chotzer. Chotzer is not Koivea for Trumas and Maisris, B'dobar Shloi Nigmar Malachton. How do I know? Not how do I know. Lafuke, why is Rabbi Yochanan telling us this? Lafuke ben Rabbi Yankif, to exclude Rabbi Yankif. Now we learned in the Mishnah, Ha'amavir Te'inim L'Bechatzeir L'Liktzois. Same case as before. Person is carrying Te'inim from place to place, L'Liktzois, to go and dry it out in his Chotzer, to dry it out on his God. V'anav B'nei Beisei Oichon Mehen Aroi, they're allowed to eat from it Aroi, Uptum in a Maisri. Okay, so far, that's pretty standard, because it's like nigmar melachton. But look, we're talking about he brought it into his chotzer. It was not besode. It was not out in the gina. He brought it into his roi p'nei ha-chotzer. V'toni alor, Rabbi Yankev is mechayiv, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda poiter. Why is Rabbi Yankev mechayiv? Because Rabbi Yankev says, once it's roi p'nei ha-chotzer, even if it's not nigmar melachton, it's mechuyev in trumas and maisus. Says Rabbi Yochanan, we do not hold that way. We hold like Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, that says as long as it's not nigma melachtoi, it's potrim in a trumas and maisus, even though it was roya p'nei hachotze. Truma lefukim and Reb Lezer. Oh, that's Reb Lezer that we had in the Amud Aleph. Then that wasn't saying the Mishnah. Peiros shetorim and atchel yigman lacht on Reb Lezer oiser lechel mehen arroi. What's this case? Peiros that you were torein before nigman malachtoi. In other words, you gave Peiros prematurely before nigman lacht. You didn't have to, but you gave truma. What did Reb Lezer say? That accelerated the process, it upgraded this tvuah and peiros, and from this point on, they are now osir lechem hen aroi, because they're mechuyev in trumas and maestras. Even though loy nigma malachtai. What's the reason why? Because he gave truma. Says Rabbi Yochanan, we do not paskin like Reb Lezer, we paskin like the chachom and matir. And finally, the fourth case is the mekach. What's the mekach? Kidasanya. Halakiach te'ein me'am oretz v'makam shirei b'nei adam dorisin. A person who bought te'enim from an amoret, in a place where most people don't eat fresh figs, but rather the doires, they go and tread on them and make them into cakes of igule devela. So at this point, it's loy nigmar malachta. But the person bought it anyway, even though loy nigmar malachta. Oich men aroi, you can eat from it aroi, asrim demai, and you only have to give meiser demai, not meiser vadai. Why? After all, there was a mekach over here. Shema mino klas. Shema mino mekach in the kabas. El medav shenigma malachtoi. Just because there was a sale that took place, sale is important, but it doesn't upgrade these to einim and make them as if they're nigma malachtoi. They still remain exempt from trumas and maizris until after they are fully processed into igule dveila, into the final product. So that's number one. Ushma minar iva ma'aretz ma'asran hay. Since it says over here in this braisa that ma'asran demai, not ma'asran vadai, is a chasim riva ma'aretz ma'asran hay, and therefore the chi of ma'aser is only drabana mitzad demai. Ushma minar ma'asran demai, mi'am ya'aretz avad medavish lagning ma'malachtoi, that when you go and give ma'aser, it's an effective ma'aser demai, afal medavish lagning ma'aloi, loi nigma ma'alachtoi. And the reason why it was necessary for Rabbi Yochanan to state emphatically that even though you sold it mekach ein kaveya, I mean, why would I have thought otherwise? Did not because I have a Mishnah. Hamach lepeirusim chaveiroi. A person who didn't sell, but he did a barter. What was the barter? Peirusim chaveiroi, zeh lecho v'zeh lecho. These peiros are nigmar malacha because they are designated for eating, and the other peiros are designated for eating. Or zeliktois, this is for putting into the field to dry out, and these are for drying out. So both of them are loy nigmar malachton. Or zelechov zeliktois. Yankel has peiros which are te'enim, which are intended to be eaten, while Beryl has te'enim, which are intended to be sun-dried in the field. So these are nigma malachtan, and these are loy nigma malachtan. Zok the Tana Kama Chayev. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, lechel chayev liktzois is potter. If the mekach involved peiros which are ready, willing, and able to be eaten, then avadet is a gemar malacha, and your chayev betrumas and maizris. However, if the peiros are liktzois, they're loy nigma malachtan, even though there was a mekach, it does not rise to the case of Teva that is Mechuyim Betrumas HaMaisus. So that's why it was necessary for Rabbi Yochanan to make this statement. Lafukim Ed Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda says, I'm sorry, Lafukim from the Tanakama. The Tanakama says that Liktzois is Chayiv. Comes Rabbi Yochanan and says, we don't pass like Tanakama, we pass like Rabbi Yehuda, that a Mekach is not Mechayiv Betrumas HaMaisus, but Dover Shle Nigma Malachai. And with this, we've finish the entire sugya, Rabbi Isai. So just bikitsur, what do we have at the end of the sugya? We have that we started off with Rav Nachman saying that Shabbos is koivea ledover shal enigma malachtoi. We were able to bring a rai from our Mishnah that that's what Rebbe Lezer holds, but not the Chacham. The Chacham, we had no rai with the Chacham would hold, because could be the Chacham only hold based on his dibur, it becomes accelerated to be mechuyev trumas and maizris, but not because of Shabbos. However, we did have a successful raya. But how do we paskel a maizah? Says Rabbi Yochanan, we paskel that Shabbos is not koyveya Chotzer is not koveya. Trum is not koveya. Mekach is not koveya. The only thing which is koveya is after gemar melachta. Once it's nigma melachta, the trum is a maisis, meaning that you fully processed it. Oh, then if it's roya penei abayis, roya penei achotzer, then you're mechuyev in trum is a maisis. And until that point, you can eat it b'derech aroi without giving trum is a maisis.
The first thing that Mechach says, we got plus, this is Mechach in a plus, Elab Devar Shilik Ramalachto.
Correct.
But if it's already Nigma Ramalachto, I don't need Mechach. It's already Nigma Ramalachto, I'm Chayav. Mechach doesn't add or subtract. It's Nigma Ramalachto, I'm Chayav in Maestros.
Are you talking about this final mission over here, did not?
Yeah.
That's the Braisa earlier. The Braisa earlier is not talking about any Gemar Melacha. That's only talking about the Einim which were not Nigmar Lachlan, because it's Mamakish Rebbe Ben Yadim Dorsim.
Yeah, but it says Shlomi Netzalas.
Yes, you will learn from class. And since the case of this Braisa was not talking about a Dabish Nigmar Melacha, right? It's talking about Te'enim that are going to be Nidras. And therefore, it's not Nigma Malachoi. That's why it's Taka Potter Min HaMaisris. If you decide that you want to give Maiser, that Maiser will be Tamai, because of the fact that you take from Amaretz, but the Maiser, there is no Chiv whatsoever to give Trumas Maiser. Let's take a quick look at the Rashi. I see you're bothered by this. We can see the Rashi, second line from the top of the Amud. Halakiach Te'in Ma'amaretz V'mokim Shoi Ben Yadam Dorsin. Third line. Shiroi b'nei amokim oisim te'ineyam kitzios, they sun dry it. V'dorsin oisim ba'agulim, the meki gulit ve'le, havalu stam te'inim dovish aloinim ha'malachli. What's the din? Oichum yan aroi. But I sold it. I don't care that you sold it. Ein meka keveh b'dorish le'nigma malachtoi. V'kulu, all of these cases, shiroi ro b'nei abayis kamayri, it was the, they were not roi b'nei achotzer, because roi b'nei achotzer, you might be told that in the fact that it's the chotzer or the bayis. Okay? My pleasure. Hanlochamegi, we start a brand new Mishnah. Gishmak, we go back to Hilchis Yontif, and we leave Hilchis Maestris for a bit. Mashinam Pedis Derech Aruba Biyontif, Avaloi Bishabbos, Umachasim Pedis Bekelim Nehadlaf, or Delef, Bechikadiyayim Bechadishemen, Benoisin Keli Tachas Adlaf Bishabbos. We have a person who has put out Pedis on his roof. Rashi says, Chitim Sa'oyim. Well, not Dafka Tua. Any types of haters. And he put it on his gag. Why the Hisiyavesh to dry in the sun? As you know, in Eretz Yisrael, in the Mediterranean countries, it's very rare to have a rainfall during the summer. And therefore, you can leave your fruits out, in this case, on the roof, and not be nervous that it's going to get spoiled in the rain. But what happens, unfortunately, Rabbi Yisai, it's Yontif for Shabbos, and guess what? And you see, the clouds are getting dark, and there seems to be a mist, and people are saying, uh-oh, a rain is about to happen. So the person wants to save his Tzmu and Pedis from spoiling. So says the Mishnah, Mashil Pedis Derech Aruba, if you have a skylight up on your roof, then all you have to do is open up the trap door and then lower the Pedis Derech Aruba on Yontif. This is permissible, even though you're not going to eat them today on Yontif, because of the fact that they're not, there's no Gemar Melocha, not on Smaisris, but it's not finished yet, it's still Mukza. I would normally even touch these things on Yontif. Rashi says, as we'll see in the Gemara, Mishim Hefsin Mamoin, the Chachamim were Mekel. After all, it's only a Mukza issue, which is the Rabbanan. So the same Rabbanan said, if there's going to be a Hefsid, we don't want you to lose your money because of the impending rain. Open up the trap door and let the payers down. Rashi immediately points out, it's only talking about because there was this Aruba, this skylight. What happens, says Rashi, if for instance there was no skylight, and the only way that you can remove it from the roof would be, for instance, if there was a wall, a ma'aka, around the roof, and in that wall there was a window, and you'd open up the window and drop the pedis through that window to down below, no good, because that's already a tirchi aseira, that you have to go and pick them up, open the window, and drop them through the window. But if there's an aruba, all you do is you're opening up the skylight, and you drop everything down, permissible on Yontif, but not on Shabbos. Similarly, Similarly, mechasim pedes bekele mneyad laf. If you see that there's going to be a laf, this usually means a leak. So you have a leak which is coming into your house, and it's spoiling the payers. You're allowed to go and cover over the payers with a kli so that they should not get spoiled. What happens if you have barrels of oil or of wine, and they're going to get spoiled as a result of this laf, of this rain? The rain or the leak will go into the barrels, and it's going to spoil the wine or spoil the shem. You're allowed to cover them up too. If you see that there's a leak coming into your room, into your dining room, your kitchen, whatever, you can go and put a kli, a bucket, to go and receive that lav, so that it shouldn't go and mess all of the rest of your house. Okay, before we get into the actual halacha of the Mishnah, we first get into the text of the halacha. And that is, it says in the Mishnah, Meshilin. But others had a slightly different girsa, Mashchilin. Which one is the correct girsa? Zok Yimar. Itmar Rav Yehuda Rav Nosson, Chad Toni Meshilin, V'chad Toni Mashchilin. Omar Zutra, Manda Toni Meshilin Mishtabish, Manda Toni Mashchilin Mishtabish. You don't have to go and send your Gemara back because there's an error and you want a refund. Both of those Lishonos are acceptable. This pasuk is unfortunately a pasuk in the Toichacha, where it says that a Kodesh Baruch Hu says, if you're not going to act properly, if you're going to sin, then unfortunately, even if you have Zaysim on your olive tree, I'm going to cause them to fall off the tree prematurely, and they're going to rot and spoil, and you're not going to have olives or olive oil. So the word yishal means that it's going to fall off the tree. Oh, so meshila means that you're letting it fall down, these peiros from the roof, derech aruba. Oman detoni mashchil lemishtabit, that now we learned in the Mishnah, hashchoil v'haksoil, what are those? So Rashi says in the psukim, in Sefer Vayikra, when it enumerates the various mumen in a behema, in this case we're talking about mumen in a bchor, the same of things applies to other karbanos. It says in the pasuk that if it's serua v'kolut, the halacha is that it's disqualified because it's a bal mum. Question is, what does a serua mean? So Rashi in Chumash tells us, based on the Gemara, that serua means that echad me'evorav godol mechaveira. This animal was not created proportionately. You have one longer limb than the other. So, what's shachol v'chosel? Shachol v'yishenish v'to yereichoy. That the yerech is slightly lower than the rest of the body. Maybe because it fell out of its socket. And so therefore, the animal does not look, it doesn't walk properly with walking on all 4 feet all the same. But rather, on one side, you see that there is a decline. That it's lower than the other side. Because nishmat yereichoy, the yerech fell out of its socket, out of its place. Ksoil is the other way around, that one of the two yerechaim was created by Hashem, that it's a little bit taller than the other. Now, not that there's a problem that the other one is lower, the problem is that this one is taller. Anyway, what do I see from that? That the word shchoil means that it's fallen. One of the two yerechaim, one of the two thighs has fallen. Ah, so that would be appropriate for our Mishnah, mashchil and peiros, that the peiros fall down the trap door, the aruba. Amram Nachma Yitzchak, mandatoni meshirim lemishtabish, mandatoni mashchirim lemishtabish, mandatoni manshirim lemishtabish. If we were to take out the word meshilim and instead so replace it with meshirim, mashchirim, or manshirim, those would also be acceptable textual emendations. Why? Mandatory Mishnah Mishnah now within the Mishnah Bishmol Oimer. Nozer Yochav Roish Vadama. A Nozer should make sure that during his 30 days of Naziris, he shouldn't go and wash his hair or rub his hair with Adama. Adama probably means something similar to our shampoos. Why not? Mesher Mesher's Haseir, because it's going to cause some of the Seir to come out. Also, we see that Mesher means that things should fall down, fall out. So here too, you want the Peiros to fall out of the roof and fall through the aruba.
Ashchor, Hashochar, Azug Shel Saparim, Avabisha Nechliku Tameyin.
Now what is shachar? Shachar, says Rashi, means a ta'ar. Ta'ar is a razor. Now zug shel saparim means a scissors which is used by the barber. This is a razor which is used by the barber. But it has different than normal razors, that this razor is made out of two pieces, just like a scissor is made out of two knives which are stuck together. Here the razor is also made out of two pieces. Sav bishenechliku tamei, even though you separated the two, if one of them became tamei, the other one would also become tamei. If they were separated, and therefore they're only a chatzi kli, I might think, oh, it's not a keli anymore, it's not mekabel tumah. The halacha is, no, it is mekabel tumah, because each one of the separate pieces of this razor or of the scissors is a kli b'fnei atzmai, and therefore each one of them can become tumah. So what do I see from this shachar? That if part of that razor fell out, in other words, it was a full-fledged razor and now it fell apart, so it's mekabel tumah. Now what does it have to do with us about falling down? So Rashi says that the reason why a ta'ar is called a shachar, if you look at the second wide line of Rashi, a shachar, ta'ar, it's a razor, Hashem shemashchir es ha-seyar, it causes the seyar to be mashchir, al meloshen ashpalahu. Oh, so the word mashchir, of course, normally would mean from shachar to meloshen of black. But if a person has white hair, by using a razor, it's not going to turn black. So mashchir ha-seyar means that the tar is called shachar because it causes the hair to fall down when you go and cut with a razor. So since it causes things to fall down, so I see that the word mashchirin means to fall down, so that would be an appropriate term in our Mishnah for the payers to fall through the aruba. It says the Mishnah, what happens if the person's clothing unfortunately got wet in water? There was they fell into the pool, they fell into a puddle, so now the kelim are all wet. Can I wear it on Shabbos? Yes, I can wear it, and they'll dry out on their own, and I don't have to worry about the people say, hey, he's wearing white, wet clothing, maybe he laundered the clothing today. Now, you don't have to worry about that. People will understand that that was probably from a rain, or it fell into a puddle, or somehow it got wet. So what do we mean, nashu? Nashu means that the kelim fell into puddles or water or whatever. So nashu also means to fall. So therefore we could say in our Mishnah, man shirin, from a lashon of falling through the aruba. Inami mihodet, and I have another right. What's another right? Ezeu leket, what's the definition of leket? Hanoshe b'shas tira, that whilst you are cutting and harvesting, some of the tvua falls to the ground. Oh, she's seen falling to the ground is called noisher, and therefore the word manshirin would also be an appropriate term for our Mishnah. Okay, let's get down to halacha now, Rabbi saying. Tonight, how much, what's the volume of payers that you can lower down through that aruba? Can you take 10 tons worth? I mean, there's got to be some sort of shiur. So just like we learned in the Masechta Shabbos, what happens if you have more guests than anticipated, or Baruch Hashem, you have more talmidim coming to the Mismedrash, and you have to make room for everybody to sit? You can move 4 or 5 kupei shel teven v'shel tvua for the orchim, and because the bittul Mismedrash. And therefore, the Gemara assumes over here too that the amount or volume of payers that you can be mashil through the aruba is also the same amount, 4 or 5 kupois worth. So Tumor, what's the right? The Mishani Hossam, they could be the Mismedish. There you have people who want to sit and learn Torah. Or for that matter, says Rashi, you have Orchim and you want to be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Chnosas Orchim, and you can't. So there, there's a din of the 4 or 5 kupas. Of Hochim, Lekka, Bittul, Mismedish, and there's no din of Orchim. Why? Maybe you cannot go and lower 4 or 5 kupas. Maybe only 1 kupa. Maybe only 1/2 kupa. Inami Hossam had a time in the Arab Muhammad Kupay Shari Mishim Shabbos the Chamira, the Oslo's Lazulibay. That's the Mishim Sefer Shabbos. When it comes to Shabbos, everybody knows Shabbos is very, very chomor in terms of Chas Shalom and Israel and Oynish of Kores or Oynish of Skila. So if you're going to go and allow 4 or 5 kupais, people are not going to go crazy. However, Yontif the Kill, we're talking about Nar Misha, which is Yontif, versus Azulin Bey, people are going to go and be mezalz and say, okay, if you can take 4 or 5 kupais, you can take 20 kupais. They'll say you can do much, much more. Is there for klal klaloi? Maybe we do not have the rule of the 4 or 5 kupais. Maybe it's basically nothing. It doesn't really mean nothing because the Mishnah says meshimim pays, but it means a much smaller volume or quantity. Or inami, no, the other way around. The either kisa, hasam any time like absent moment. There they only allowed 4 or 5 because there's no monetary loss. All of my payers are getting drenched in the middle of the summer and they're going to all spoil. Oy vavoy, hefset mamon. I feel it too banami. Maybe you can go and even take 10 kupais or 20 kupais. And so therefore, bottom line, says Gemara, I have no clear-cut raya as to what the volume is from the Mishnah about the Arba B'chamish kupais on Shabbos. And with this, we have two dots. And tomorrow Mitchell will start a new shtickler at the top of the hump. Any questions or my side?